こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということで、地の探検者高井健さんにお越しいただいてます。イエイ
イエイ。
あれですよね、こうジャムステック海洋研究開発機構というところにお勤めなんですよね。
はい、そうです。
先月に、はい、地球のマントルに穴を開けるプロジェクトについて、はい、こうバイリンガルニュースで紹介して、はい、その時にこうあまりにも地学について、はい、無知なので、はい、こう誰か分かる人いませんかって番組で呼びかけたところ、はい、ジャムスティックで働いていますっていう方から、高井さん、森優子って言うんです
よ。そうですね、名前を連呼してく
れて森優子さんのおかげでそう紹介していただいて、はい、で他にもね、ジャムステックでうちの父が働いてますとか、
そうです、
ジャムステックで私の夫が働いてますとか、いろんな方からメッセージをもらって、でこれが実現したわけなんですけど、ありがとうございます。
あ、どうもありがとうございます。お呼びいただきましてありがとうございます。
高井さんは何回も深海に行かれてるっていうことなんですけど、
はい、ジャムステックにはですね、深海6500っていう3人の人間が直接深海に潜っていける、うん、有人潜水船っていうのがあるんですね。で、まあ、それを使って僕は世界中の誰も行ったことのないような深海に行って、まあ、そこの特に暗黒の世界ですよね、うん、暗黒の世界の生物生命の世界を覗いて、まあ、その感動を皆さんに伝えるという仕事をしています。
すごい。
How did you get into this? How did you get into this?
Like... it depends on the manipulator of Shinkai 6500 and it's like you know the hobby like UFO catcher and then you can take some sample by using some UFO catcher manipulation and thenwithout going outside we can get some sample from the deep sea、
まあ、そう、なんか動画で見ると本当に UFO キャッチャーみたいですよね。
そうです、
こうガッとなんか大きいアームで、
そうです、そうです、
生物を掴むみたいな。
そうです、そうです。 So those arms are actually called manipulator、right?
Yes, yes, manipulator、mm.
そう、mm. 結構なんかダイナミックですよね。
そうですね、
捕獲の仕方として、
みんな UFO キャッチャーで、腕を磨いているらしいです。
え、本当ですか？
本当です。
それ役に立つんだ。
遠近感、3D perspective, perspective. They try to train themselves by using a UFO catcher in game theater.
すごいな。意外すぎる。その元々この職業に就かれた経歴っていうのはどういう？
まあ、普通に大学に入学しまして、うん、まあ、ノーベル賞を取りたくて、サイエンティストになろうと大学に入って、うん、で、まあ、ノーベル賞を取るにはどういう研究すればいいかなみたいなやらしいことを考えて選択の時が来て、ノーベル賞を取れるようなことをしようかなと思ったんですけど、その時に友達に2つ選択肢があって、生命の起源を研究するか、なんかそのモラキュラバイオロジーっていう、うん、その頃流行ってたサイエンスのフィールドを選ぶかっていう選択をする時に、もう圧倒的に生命の起源の方が面白いと、
うん、
人々の、興味をかき立てるんだから、まあそっちをすべきではないかと言われてましてですね、まあ、その時からいつかどこかで僕がこの地球の生命の起源を解き明かすんだという思いを秘めて、研究者になろうと思いました。ね、
今その生命の起源ってどっからその今高井さんの中ではどういう、はい、どこまでこう人類は分かってる、はい、
もう完璧に、
完璧に、
ほぼパーフェクト
すごい。
in my mind ね。
in your mind
。でも大体40億年前の、地球の深海の熱水の中でですね、チムニーっていうのがですね、今の深海に行けも熱水温泉が湧いてるんですけど、チムニーって、まさしくチムニー、煙突のようなものがあって、その中にはですね、金属だとか、まあ、いろんな鉱物でできたチムニーなんですけど、穴がいっぱい開いてるんですね、ちっちゃな穴。そのちっちゃな穴の集まりが、まさしく我々細胞の集まりですよね、うん、セルの集まりで、それと同じようにこのチムニーそのものがその生命体のように振る舞うことで、我々の、まあ、アンセスター、祖先が、誕生して、でその、ね、世界中の熱水をこう飛び 飛び地していくことによって世界中に広がって最終的には海全般に広がったと、そういう、まあ、ストーリーをシナリオを考えて、提案はしてますし、で、そういう頭に描いた理論的なセオレティカルシナリオだけではなくて、再現実験ですね、実験室内でシミュレーティッドエクスペリメントで、ジャスティファイしようと、そのストーリーが正しいかどうかというのをやっています。まあ、それとともにオブザベーションね、今の世界の深海を見て我々のシナリオもしくは実験が正しいのかどうかというのをまたジャスティファイしようと、検証しようと。
あれですよね、その熱水ってエビとかが住んでるとこですよね。
そうです。
What temperature is that?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the site. But maximum, highest temperature is 407 degrees C.
Wow.
And it was. It's theoretically the maximum temperature of the seawater. Huh. And higher than 470 degrees C, the water becomes supercritical water. Supercritical water is, we cannot distinguish the liquid and the vapor.So supercritical means water is any more liquid or vapor or not. So 470 degrees C is theoretically and realistically the highest temperature of water, seawater in this world.
Regardless of depth.
Yeah. It depends. I think deeper than 3,000, about 3,000 meter we need.
Yeah, water is weird. It has a lot of different phases.
Yes, right.
It has like, they know more than 7 phases of water.
I don't think 7. Just 3 is, usually. The ice, water, liquid water, and vapor. This is a 3 usual phases. And additional phase is a supercritical phase.
Right.
Supercritical phase means between liquid and vapor. Yeah. I think 4 is right. Probably the 7 is something pseudo scientific.
Yeah, there's like theoretical phases of water.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, radical, yeah.
Yeah, like probably. In space, maybe, under these special circumstances.
Yeah, I think so. Chemically saying.
そういうことか。その生命の起源ってなった時に、深海に注目した理由というか、結構こう、なんだろう、メディアとかでよく見る時って、宇宙の方に結構みんな目を向けてると思うんですけど、なんで深海の方に行こうと思ったんですか？
なんでかと言われるとちょっと非常に奥深い質問で、なぜと言われるとあれなんですけど、まあとりあえず僕がそのサイエンティストになろうと思った大学4年生の段階で、まあ、深海こそが生命の起源の場なんじゃないかということはすでに言われていました。っていうのは1977、に深海熱水鉱というのが見つかったんですよ、1977年に。でそれまで深海っていうのは生命があんまりいないと、デザートのような環境だと思われてたんですね。ところがアルビンですね、アメリカのアルビンという、サブマーシブルが世界で初めて1977年に温泉を見つけたんですよ。でその時に熱水の周りにもうびっくりするぐらいのアニマルがいたわけです。それはかつて人間が地上で見たことのない奇妙なアニマルです。口も投げりゃ肛門もないような、あるいはしかもその密度ね、デンシティが、いわゆる熱帯雨林とかああいうもううっちゃうじゃ生物がある。すなわちエネルギーがなければそんなにいないわけでしょ。なのにそのうじゃうじゃな気色悪いのがめっちゃいるとで太陽届いてないわけで、ということはそいつらは地球の内部のエネルギー、すなわち熱水で支えられているということを考えられた。その瞬間にですね、その最初の人たちはもうここだ、ここで生命は生まれたに違いないという、インスピレーションを得たんでしょうね。だからその時にはあまりロジカルな説明はなくて、なんとなくあるその直感的にイントゥイティブリーに あのみんなここで生命が生まれたんじゃないかと考えるようになったんですよね。でその後にいろいろロジックが積み重なってきて、どうやらそれが本物らしいと、そしてまあ僕の力によってそれがまあ、あの事実として受け入れられようと今しているのではないかと、
しているのではないか
と、もちろんコントロバーシャルですけど、まだ、は
い、深海にはもう何回ぐらい行かれてるんですか？
深海って有人潜水艇で行ったのは50回
近く。50回、
はい、50回近く。
What is the, what's the process? Like, how do you get ready?
Not so special. Because you can dive anytime using Shinkai 6500. Because we just get ourselves on in the cockpit.
And it's pressurized.
No. It's the same pressure to the atmosphere. So we have no special training and tools. Nothing. You need just.Getting on, and only one restriction is the cockpit entry is just a 50 meter diameter, 50 centimeter diameter. So probably the very fat man and the fat woman doesn't enter the cockpit.
そっか、入れないんだ。
Yeah, it's only the restriction.
Maybe you need just a special technique to get in.
Yeah, probably using a lotion like oil.
So is it, what is it like inside when you start to go down? The colors shift, yeah?
Yes, right. It's like, the movie. I forgot the name. It's あの映画。あの、あいつが、ジャック・マイオールの映画。グランブルー。
Grand Blue.
It's about Jack Mayo. It's a very famous diver, free diver, recording the world record to dive free diving to the deepest part. And then it's like a twilight becoming from the cobalt blue, very light cobalt blue to the dark, and finally it's become black.And only just 200 meter depths we can check such the shift of the light and the color. And I think it's a very nice view. And only just our exciting view during the diving to the deep sea. Because after this depth, we have no exciting, rock.
So the machine that you're inside of must have a lot of fail-safes.Right, it's very redundant, the technologies, right? Because if your lights go out or something, it would be a huge problem.
Ah, 停電になっちゃった時とか。
Like, what sort of safety concerns?
Oh, safety. It's almost the second and tertiary safety protections. For example, I have experienced a blackout in the deep sea. All the electricity shut down and become black, and then the pilot seemed to be very calm because they are very trained and just switch on the detaching the weight. The Shinkai 6500 diving with weight, and then there were two bulk of weight, and once. One of weight is once detached, Shinkai 6500 become neutral in the water. It's the weight and floating weight is balanced. And so we can easily to go anywhere like a helicopter. And then after our operation, they pilot detached another weight. That's about 500 kilograms. And then...So the Shinkai 65 itself has a floating weight, a floating power. So we just go up to the seafloor.
じゃあ停電しても帰ってこれる？
全然あの停電しても機械的にメカニカリーにウェイトを切り離せば出られると。でそれもうまいこといかない場合はもう一個ボタンがあってプッと押すと爆発するんです。そのつないでるところがパッと爆発して落ちる。だからそれが20ね。さらに言うとさらに離れないと、もう何してもダメだと言うとですね、 パラシュートみたいに V が打ち上がるんです。あピューって、その V を船が針で、針というかまあフックで引っ掛けて強制的に
引き上げる。
でそれでもダメな時はさらにあの丸のコックピットだけがポコッと切り離されてパラシュートみたいに浮いていくという。
あ、じゃあもう絶対大丈夫なんだ。
あのぐしゃっていかない限り。
あ、
なんか潜ってる途中にぐしゃっていったら終わりですけど。
怖い。それは何がどうなると起こりうること
なんですか。いや、まああのひびが入ってて知らずに。知らずに潜ってドボーっと水が入ってきたとか、うん、だとやばいですけど、
ね、でもこれまで無事故なんですよね、深海って。
はい、はい、無事故無違反で。
すごい。
What is the depth limit of that thing?
You mean the 深海
how, or? Yeah, how deep can you go? Like how many meters?
I personally saying my maximum depth is of 5,000 meter.
5,000 meters.
Yeah.
Can the machine go deeper?
Yes, 6500. Shinkai 6500 means 6500.
Yeah. その5000メートル以下に人が行くとどうなるんですか？
え？
その入ったまま、え、別にこう体に異変とかはない？
Nothing. あ、何も変わりないです。
へえ、普通に元気に
してる感じ。はい、もちろん元気ですよ。もちろん元気ですよ。下に行くとね、鬱になるとかそういうわけではない。
そっか。
What was the technology before this?
What was the technology
before?
This technology is the third generation. Mm. The first generation is the glass cube, glass sphere, and it's about almost saying the Alexander King. It's very old, famous hero, he tried to dive with the glass.Sphere in the Mediterranean Sea, and it was recorded. And then second generation means the Jacques Picard, and it's very famous. Trieste, in 1960, Jacques Picard and Don Walsh tried to dive to the Mariana Trench, and it was the first.The persons who arrive at the deepest point in the world, but it was, you know, the small metal sphere with very big gasoline tank,
and
gasoline tank means, you know, very light against the water, so it's like, you know,
cute なんていうの。Ah, air balloon.
Air balloon like systems. Mm. The gasoline is air balloon. And then metal cube, metal sphere is the human cockpit. And this is the second generation. And the third generation is the Shinkai and the Arvin and the other world submersible.
その今まで潜って一番興奮したのって何見た時ですか？
インド洋の深海に、まあ、いると僕たちが信じて疑わなかったそのスケーリーフットという貝がいるんですけど、
はいはい、
そのもちろん2001年に、アメリカ人が最初に見つけて非常に変わった貝なんですね。カタツムリみたいな貝なんですけど鱗を持ってて、しかもその鱗と貝殻が鉄と硫黄で覆われた、金属で覆われた
金属
メタルアーマードスネイルです。
すごすぎ
っていうのがインド洋に見つかったんですよ。で僕たち日本人の方が本当早く見つけれたのに、アメリカ人の方が先見つけちゃって、でその6ヶ月後に見つけて、まあ、その第一発見者になれなかったと。だけどそのメタルアーマードという非常に気色悪い性質が、すごい日本で爆発的に人気なんですよ。これオタクの、マニアの垂涎の回なんですけど、もうそのドラゴンなんとかに出てきそうでしょ、
その確かにメタルスライムみたいな。
そうそうそうそう、メタルスライムみたいな。そう、ね、それがなぜか知らないけどインド洋の広いところの一箇所しか見つからなくて、絶対このなんか違う種類がいるはずだと信じて疑わなくて、ね、いるはずだ、ここ行けば絶対いるはずだとみんな信じて行こうって言って行ったんです、で2つ候補の場所があってずっと潜ってたんですけど、なかなか見つからなくて、 はね、わざわざインド洋まで長い時間かけて、しかもこれに準備に数年かけて行って、はあ、もう明日最後やと、いいんだったら何も見つからへんわっていうような時に、潜った時に本当に最後の最後の、しかも3時間しか時間がなくて、その時にその今度のスケーリーフット2種類目のスケーリーフットが見つかったんですけど、さらにそのスケーリーフットが今度は全然メタルもアーマーしてない、あの美白の白ギャルと、黒ギャルと白ギャルみたいな白ギャル の、 あのスケーリーフットが見つかった。もうこの時は非常に興奮しましたね。そのいろんな状況が追い込まれてたので、
じゃあ生き物としては同じ種類、
種類なんだけ ど、 だけど白と黒の全然違 う、 然違う。
Why is it called scaly foot?
Scaly foot means that, you know, scale is, you know, scale. And foot is, they are, their foot part is covered, all the covered with scale.
This so, is scaly unusual.
Foot. Yeah, scaly foot gastropod.
そのメタルはどっから来たメタル？
熱水です。熱水です。熱水に溶け込んでるメタル、鉄。
を、absorb して、
それが実はまだ分かってないんです。
あ、そうなんだ。
実はそれがまだ謎で、2001年に見つかって以来、なぜ彼らがメタルアーマーだなのかっていうのは誰もまだ解決してなくて、
何から身を守って、その彼らは何に食べられて、
カニですね。
カニ、
うん、カニがあのプリデイダーって言って、あの食いに来るやつがいて、あ、カニのハサミってなかなか強力 で、 あの彼らはですね、ちょっとアホなんで、アホの子なので、あの足は普通引っ込められるんですけど、帰って、
はい、
イッってなったらこうキュッてこう閉まるんですけど、アホの子なので閉まらないんですよ。
へ
ー。なので、あの足を閉められないから、閉められないなら守っちゃいみたいな感じで、鱗で覆うことで守ってるんですけど、ただメタルアーマードすれば僕たちは強いと思ってたんですけど、全然強くなかったんですよ。その 白ギャルの方が強かった、白いスケーリフトの方が強かった。
じゃあメタルでや
か、あんまり意味がなかった
かわいそう。
でもそれが、それが面白いんですよ、
ね、
そんな何もかもが目的なんかないんですよ、生物の中にはものすごい遊びとか揺らぎがあって、その揺らぎのところで彼らはアーマードしてるだけで、別にそれが直接役立つからといってアーマードしてるわけではない。
It's so interesting that there's always some sort of an explanation. When you find the animal, it's like, why is this part like this?
Yes, yes,
and so
yes.
a new mystery happens yes, yes, over yes, and over.
Yes. And then once we find a new truth,and then that truth make stimulate another another mystery.
Yeah.
And now this is in the course of the, such a mystery tornado like something like that. And then, but finally in this year, finally we go to Indian Ocean again and then try to make a final answer. Final answer why they are armed by iron sulfide. Now we have already some specific scenario and then try to justify using in situ. In situ means the realistic environment, deep sea. And then we try to the experiments there. And then we try to make answer.
It's so weird because people have come up with metal armored animals in our imagination before, and then we find the real thing later. Like that's backwards.
そうだね。先にメタルスライム思いついてたもんね。
Yes, yes. So I think it's very interesting because the human imagination sometimes become reality. And also some reality makes human imagination. That's very interesting point in science and the world.
確かに。なんかこう他に見つけてびっくりした生き物とかって言いますか？
いや、今のは一番わかりやすい、一番わかりやすくって、逆に言うとその、発見型の発見型のサイエンスですよね。で、まあ、それは分かってもらいやすいと思うんですけど、でもそんなのために例えば1億だとか2億だとか金かけてどうすんねんって言われたら困りますよね。何億もかけてやるんですから、その発見だけではなくて、やっぱりものすごく緻密に積み上げられたハイポゼシス仮説を立てて、多くの場合はそれを検証するために いきます。その一つがその先ほどの生命の起源に一番近づいたと、この地球上で、一番最初に生まれたMost 僕はちょっと英語で言うとね、 The most ancient ancestral、living ecosystem、 最もあの祖先に我々の祖先で、原始的な生態系っていうのが、今なおそのインド洋のその熱水のところに残ってるというのを、まあ、見つけたんですね。でもそれはパッと潜ったから見つかるわけではなくて、潜って得られたサンプルをもう数年かけて一生懸命こうやって、でゴンと出てくる。だからまあ、そういうふうに発見ですぐに分かるような面白さと、
忍耐力、
隠されたのを一個一枚一枚剥がしていって、その真理にたどり着く。どちらかというと僕たちが感動を覚えるのはその後半です。要するにあらゆる全てを投げてそこに打ち込んで、その誰もが見えなかった真実をディスクロースするわけですね。ここにサイエンティストのもう一番 の喜びがあるわけです。
あ、すごい聞いてるだけでワクワクしますね、もはや。
One thing that's、I think so interesting about this deep sea stuff is、one of the implications of there being life by these vents、is that because you don't really need、sunlight、that there could be the distance from the sun isn't as important、for the existence of life、on planets、so they think like on Europa、or on some other planets、that have、oceans、that there could be the geothermal energy、and、life there、for that、reason.
Yeah. So、actually、why we are focusing on deep sea as the most ancient、hatchery places of the、origin of life and the generation of life in the earth, because that we have two types of energy source in this planet. One is, you know, the sunlight. It's about 99.99% energy source in this planet. So the huge energy source in this planet. And what second largest energy is the geothermal energy. It's about only 0.01%. It's one, I can say, 1/1, 0.01%. And then, but it's a small, but more universal in the universe. Because, yeah, you say it depends on the distance from the sun and the distance from the star. The light is so become weak.
Right.
But in the distant place, in the distant body and planet, if they have their own energy source, like a geothermal energy or planet interior energy, it's probably the very ubiquitous in the universe. So we think the Earth interior energy, planet interior energy is more common energy source for all the life.Not only in the Earth, but also in other extraterrestrial bodies. And so, yeah, we like to know the Earth's life, generated in the Earth. And then people think it's like a miracle, and it's only just one-time miracle in this miracle or planet. But we don't think so. It's a very usual phenomenon.In the universe, so many times occurred in the universe, in the any planets and any bodies, and then in such a many times, every time the same process occurred, like in this planet, like the life is generated in the deep sea hydrothermal systems, and they make some specific chemical reaction to make a complex chemical molecules, and then finally they make organize some living form like structure and then become our systems. So yeah, of course we don't know which is answer. Our system is universal or the specific to the Earth. But now depends on deep sea life research. We believe that our generation mechanism of life is very universal, in the universe.
So where does that force come from? It, like, if you start with molecules and mm-hmm. like have self-assembling RNA mm-hmm. strains mm-hmm. or something, how exactly does this thing, why is it becoming more complicated by itself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that energy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, actually, there is two big issues about that. Yeah, life need to some complex materials. We need to some complex. How we can get, we can eat something. We can eat living forms.
Right.
Because living forms already have the complex systems.
Yeah, like eggs.
Yeah, yeah. So we can easily to get complex. But if there is nothing, no life and very inorganic simple materials, we make it. We make them, the complex molecule. And then some people say that's come from the universe.
Hmm.
Like comets and a meteorite.
Well, they say like stars, when they explode, produce mm-hmm. Heavier elements.
Yeah, there. And also in the space, cosmic space, there is some organic molecules.
Yeah.
So, and then many comets and meteorites can bring such materials to the planet. But some people say such a thing, such a materials made by their own planets. And then, yeah, and there is no conclusion. We are still going to clarify. But now I think, yeah, everything we need probably was made in this planet, in the deep sea and the atmosphere and the ocean. So, but the making process themselves are very similar to the any other extraterrestrial body like Europa, Europa, and Enceladus, something. So, so making molecules is very similar. And then finally, the old catalytic means that one product make another product, and another product makes the other product. So such an old catalytic systems becomes every time the same materials that made in the planets and the ocean.
What about just like the definition of life or what metabolism is? It's like, because in a human being almost all of our cells are replaced eventually, right? So it's almost like the form is maintained. And so it's like it's an open system because there's input from a larger system, right? So it's just like eventually when the system breaks down, some part of the system can be diagnosed by a doctor and then the system fails, right? So what is this metabolism? Like, what is this all about?
Metabolism is, I can say, energetic aspect. Metabolism transform such energy input and make different energy species. For example, sunlight. So for plants, they use sunlight. Sunlight energy becomes chemical energy, like starch. And the starch is high energy materials, and the starch becomes the energy source of another living forms. So metabolism itself make the chain of the chemical reactions, but the such chemical reaction transform the energy, like sunlight and the geothermal energy become changed by metabolism, and then energy input and energy output, but output and input has some subduction, and then this subduction become like actual living behavior. So of course you say, yeah, probably you are very familiar with scientific meaning, and your question is very difficult to easily answer by English. But anyway, there is lots of people, and there is lots of definition of life, and some people are very focusing on metabolism. function. Right. And some people are very focusing on the materials, molecules. And some people are very focusing on like replication, copying yourself, like a DNA. And then, yeah, actually, it's not so integrated, well integrated yet. But many such people who are working on deep sea and the natural environment think metabolism is a first. So if once metabolism is completed, probably almost almost life can be established.
So the the complexifying, like it becoming more complex, because we're much more complex than the animals at the bottom of the ocean. What, why, if you think about the future, are we going to just keep getting more complex? Has this been, is it derailed by technology or do you know what I'm getting at?
どんどんどんどん複雑化していく時とともに。なんかそう どこに向かってるのかってことですよ。
The origin is really simple,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So you're looking at really simple things. Let's say like on a planet that's much further from the sun, they may not be able to become advanced because they're stuck inside the planet. Right? It's icy on the outside, but geothermal on the inside. So we're kind of fortunate in that sense, yeah?
I don't know how the complexity reached to the with increasing time. For example, but it physics saying it's some dynamic, the second law. It means that I don't explain in English. It's some dynamic
entropy.
Yeah, it's entropy.
Okay.
Entropy is always increasing. And then without energy input. But with energy input, entropy become small. And then, you know, complexity is itself like, you know, the entropy, increasing of entropy. But ordered complexity is totally decreasing entropy. So it's a balance. The some dynamic second law means entropy will be increased with
over time.
But the complex and the ordered complex and optimized systematized systems becomes decreasing entropy with the total view. So I think the complexity is becoming bigger, but sometimes entropy is becoming greater, and then there is some, you know, the balanced
between the two.
Yes, and then I think that's you can see we will be complex, but we have no anymore. Complex by some point, from some point.
So we're going to reach some point where complexity is at its maximum.
It depends on how the scale you can see. Yeah.
If we run out of energy.
Yes. Right? Yes. Of course. If of course. It's
because
rules.
You need the energy differential to do work.
And also you have to think about your scale of your sea. If you some phenomena, small scale it looks like very complex, but a bigger scale it looks like simple. So it depends on the how you can see.
そっか、そっか、面白いね。
Yeah, it's kind of technical. Also, I have I'm curious about planets that aren't part of a solar system. There's like loose planets. Those planets could potentially still have energy at the core.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So there
yes.
could be life on a planet that is not even within a solar system. Is that?
I think so. I think so. But I'm not so interested in the you know, outer solar planets because
it's far.
It's far away. We cannot. we cannot see
right.
by ourselves.
Right, right.
Yeah, actually, I'm explorer. I say to you, I'm explorer. Explorer means that
you want to go.
You have to be there.
I like to see by myself.
自分の目で見れるってことですもんね。
そうです。そうです。だからあのアウターソーラー、系外惑星は。まあ、どうでもいい。
But there are so many implications from the work that you yes, do for yes. astronomers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. It's, right,
it's,
right.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, they want to see by telescope, and yeah. They are satisfied only just to see the telescope.
Yeah.
But I like to see by my eyesight.
その連携というか、例えばこう NASA みたいな、はい、宇宙に行ってるところと、はい、こう深海を高橋さんみたいに見てる方たちとの、
はい、やってますよ。
連携あやってる
めちゃくちゃやってます。あの JAXA、日本だったら JAXA もあのとやってますし、あの実はそのエンセラダスという土星の第二の月にあって、彼も言ってましたけど、マイケルも言ってたけど、あの氷に覆われた、月があって、土星の、でその下には海があって、熱水が吹いてることがもう分かってて、まあ、僕らはそこに絶対あの生命がいると思ってるので、あのサンプルリターン、これもあのインスティチュー、その場観測は嫌いなんですよ。とにかくサンプルを持ち帰って調べたいというのを NASA に提案してるんですね。で、NASA 自体はあの火星とエウロパっていうのが好きで、まあ、やりたいんですけど、でもちょっと最近風向きが変わってきて、もしかするとあのエンセラダスにそのサンプルリターン、フライバイサンプルリターンって、あの噴水みたいに吹いてるんですよ、南極に。でそこを通ると勝手に取れるんですね、氷の粒が。でそれを取って帰ってきて、世界で初めて我々の地球にその宇宙生物をいるかどうか、はい、やれるんじゃないかと。
Why is Enceladus a better candidate than Europa?
Because easier, much easier than Europa. Europa is bigger than Enceladus and completely covered by ice sheet. And it's very difficult to take some samples through the thick ice.
You need a drill.
Yes, but Enceladus itself is flush out.
そっか。
The sea water outside of the planet. So it's easy just to fly by.
Right.
もう投げつけてくれてるみたいなもんですもんね、サンプルを。
散弾銃で、あの、わーっとね、それはバババババババ
と。I think, didn't they did an experiment like this, I think. There was some moon that was shooting ice out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Enceladus.
あ、それか。
That's Enceladus.
あ、それか。なんかあれですよね。すごいスピードで、すごい量を放出してるってやつだ。あ、
それです。
それだ。そっか。Wow. We can take samples from it? That's crazy.
Yeah. And if it's a flyby mission, it's much, much cheaper.
Yes.
Because you don't have to build a
landing. Landing is very difficult. And even more difficult, you know, landing, after landing, you have to drill several hundred kilometers.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very...
大変すぎる。そっか。なんかね、そう、深海っていうとなんかこう、やっぱ分かりやすい。なんかダイオウイカとか、ラブカとか。ジェームズ・キャメロンみたいな、なんかそういう、
ジェームズ・キャメロンもいいじゃないですか。ダイオウイカとラブカはどうでもいいですけど、ジェームズ・キャメロンもいいです
すごいですよね、彼は、
はい
は
い、彼は僕
行きたくて行っちゃうみたいな、
ベストフレンドですよ。
あ、そうなんですか。
僕の中でね、もうベストフレンドですよ。
あ、そうなんだ、はい、なんかこうお金あって行けちゃう、なんかこうなんだあいつみたいな感じじゃないですか、その業界的には。
最初はね。
あ、そうなの。
そうそう、最初は僕もそう思いました。あの金持ちの道楽だろう。違うんですよ。あの彼のテッドスピーチを見れば、それじゃないと。彼は本物ですよ。リアルエクスプローラーです。ベストフレンドです。
心のベストフレンド。
はい、いやでも多分ね、話せばめちゃくちゃすぐに仲良くなると思いますよ。一瞬で。
まあ、興味が同じですもんね、はい、だって、はい。
自信あります、
ね。自信あります。自信あります。
そっか。
Inside that pod thing, what do you do about like there's no bathroom in there.
Yeah, right? No bathroom.
Any sort of like unexpected situations happen inside of the...
お腹痛くなったりってこと?
Yeah. In the worst case, I'm not sure. But only just pee. It's easy because you have already some,
pet bottle.
Bags, right. Heavy jam. During the heavy jam, we can take some bags, and that's inside the bag. There is some dry powder. For baby pee, something like that. So it's easy to take a pee outside. And but in case of a woman take some shorts, specific shorts.
Oshime. Oshime. Diaper.
Diaper.
Like astronauts.
Yeah.
So cool.
But I'm not sure if you like this.
It sounds uncomfortable, but だいたい一回潜るってなったら
8時間 です。
8時間?
はい。
そりゃおしっこ行きたくなるわ。
行きますね。
そっかそっか。
普通に。
8時間。 なんかこう怖くなっちゃう 時とか怖くなっちゃう人とかって言ったりします?
まあ狭いので 閉所恐怖症の人はダメですね。
You're not afraid of the animals? Because there's still animals there that we haven't identified, right?
Probably, yeah. Right?
So couldn't there, like, sometimes they find weird stuff. Like, there was a video of a really large creature near, like, a...
Attack.
Like, a oil... What is it? An oil rig? Have you seen the oil rig video? Mm-hmm. There's, like, a huge, like... They don't know what it is, but there's, like, large... blobby, like it doesn't have a clear shape, animals that are like down there and stuff. So
the one that I've seen was like なんかカエルの卵のでかい版みたいなのが何メートルもあるみたいな。それこそクラゲですね。あ、クラゲなんだあれは。襲わなかったら別にいいんじゃないですか。
If they are so big, there is no, they don't attack us. I don't care about that.
So they don't attack?
None of them attack.
Because, you know, in early human exploration, there was always stories of sea monsters and giant squid and even animal, Loch Ness or whatever, like animals that attack the ship. But it seems like
that's not realistic.
That's not
realistic. Because, so many ship traffic take places in the old world. But
not deep, right?
Even in the surface, no such accident we know. So probably pilot is more dangerous. So I think, there is possibility. But we don't care about that.
But the giant squid is real.
Yes. But they don't attack us.
Yeah.
Are a lot of the sea creatures pretty slow? Or
mainly in the deep sea, that they are slow moving because not so many food.
Right.
And they are saving energy.
So
their metabolism is much slower.
Slower.
そのなんかアンコウとかって目が見えてないんでしたっけ。なんか知らないけど、みんなこう暗いから目が見えてないわけなんですよね。見えない。じゃあ繁殖する時とかってどうやって見つけてるんですかね。そのアンコウはオスを体に埋め込んでます。
だからアンコウはもう探すのがめんどくさいので旦那を最初からもう自分の体の中に埋め込んどいて 種として使ってる。最初生まれて適当なところでオスがいたらパクッと食うのが捕まえとくのか知らんけど自分のお腹の中にメリコマしといて、でも他の栄養は全部吸収しといて、その精巣だけを残して、もうそれだけのために。だからまあオスは 完全に奴隷というか。確かに。はい。セックススレーブ。そうそう、性奴隷です。へえ。
A lot of the reproduction in the ocean is very strange, right? Like, don't sharks have like a purse or some weird
purse?
Isn't there something like that? Like a weird, like the way sharks reproduce, they make some weird. Isn't there something like that?
知らない。サメの繁殖?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess no one knows in this room.
But like seahorses do something weird too, don't they?
あ、seahorse はあれじゃない、なんかカンガルーみたいにお腹かなんかにポッケがついてなかった。
Was that it? But they're like all different.
Actually, the sharks make not eggs. Not eggs. They make their small children. Right? Yeah.
そう、なんかこう本当暗闇でどうやって相手を見つけてるんだろうっていう。
見つけてないんです。
そうなんだ。
So sharks aren't mammals. They're fish, right?
Yes, fish. Not mammal.
But the way they reproduce is similar to mammals.
But fish sometimes make fish, not eggs.
Really?
そうなんだ。
Yes.
へ。
It means it depends. It depends. The eggs inside body, and then you know, some infant become infant inside their bodies, and then finally they go outside from. So it depends. The same things in the mammalian. Mammalian is also has an egg.But,
right.
Yeah.
人間と一緒だ。あ、そうなんだ。私なんかちっちゃい時、その卵を産む動物は魚で、
その理科のね、理科の、
そうそう、習ったけど嘘だったんだ。
いや別に嘘じゃないけど、まああの例外があるということでしょ。
あ、そうか。だから一概にそう言えないっていうこと
ですね。まあでもそうは世の中すべてそうですよ。
そっか。はい、そっか、サメは卵じゃないのか。
Why are so many of those animals clear?That's what I was wondering.
You mean the transparent?
Yeah.
Yes.
When it's like really deep. Actually, last night I was like watching a deep sea creature video. Because I was thinking about today. And I was so scared. I was just freaked out by some of these deep sea creatures. I had to stop watching. Because it made me think of like horror movie. Like just Well, I was watching like top 10 scariest deep sea creature YouTube video. So it was just like, they look evil. Some of them, like, they look evil. Like,
そうだね。牙とか歯がすごいのとかいますもんね。
And like the face is like dark and skeletal looking. And why do...Some of these.
I think better. It depends. Some, you know, like a Christian, like people make evil. So I think their imagination is coming from such a deep sea animals, probably. For example, because probably you American.
Half American.
Half American. So probably you have only their own culture, and probably your evil images.
Right.
Heads. But we have no such evil images.
But you agree, right? It looks evil.
I guess so. I mean, like, yeah, the definition of evil based on your own perception. Yeah, but still, I think what you mean is like 猫みたいな感じよりもだからすごい見た目が多いってことでしょ地上のに比べて、like、
You don't have to call it evil but whatever that style is それ
そうだね
What is
そうだね
What is
this? Yeah, ノーブルだから形があのSo the shape is so different from our surface. Yeah, that's right. So some people think that's evil, that's strange,
scary,
and then some people that's unique and very you know interesting and funny. So it depends on how you feel.
It's like.Some of them just look scary because, you know, they have really sharp teeth and the really pronounced jaw and some light bulb thing.
デザインがね、面白い。
Yeah, design. It's very strange design. But it depends on you are not so popular about that. If you are very popular about the deep sea animal's shape, probably it's popular. And you see the human beings and surface animals. It's so strange.
Strange, right.
Sure.
なんか可愛いのもいますもんね。たまになんかブヨブヨみたいな。
There's one called デメニギス。
Yes.
デメニギス。
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's for some reason just its head, yeah. brain area is yeah. just
transparent.
Oh, I've seen so the picture,
you,
yeah.
You just see like brain and eyes and stuff like
that. あれやばいよね。
何がやばいの？
なんかもうデザインが脳見えてるよみたいな。
でもね、最近はあの脳透明にできるんですよ、生きたもん。
あのネズミとかですよね。
そうそうそうそうそうそう、だから
ゼリーみたいな感じの。
そうそうそうそうそうそう。
It's still weird though.
But I think why they transparent, I don't know. I don't actually, I don't know. But probably transparency is not disadvantageous for them because light is very so weak. And if under the sunlight.If transparency, it's very easy to, oh, this is a weak point. So just to hit the brain, it becomes the weak point.
I have a weird question. Like something transparent to us, is it transparent for everyone?
If they see the same wavelength that we do, then yeah. Right?
Do they?
I not everything sees the same wavelength, I don't think, but
because we think it's transparent, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like is if an alien comes to Earth, is air and water both clear? Because it's very convenient for us that air and water are perfectly clear. Is that just our biology made it clear? Do you know what
it, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
The clarity of air and water might actually be an adaptation.
Yeah, so weird when you start thinking about these things.
So in the deep sea, the transparent and the non-transparent is not so different.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. So だ、そうか。 Huh. 面
白
いね。 なんかそのスケーリーフット以外にこうなんかお気に入りの生き物っています？これすごい面白いよみたいな、
まあ、皆さんが全然興味ないと思うんですけどメタン菌っていう、あのメタンを作る微生物がいるんですけど、まあ、それが僕の一番大好きな、
あの、
メタン菌、まさしくあのmost ancient life でありかつあのこの地球の、メタンを作ってたり、
こう
全然渋谷のギャルに聞いても誰も知らなさそうな生物ですけどめちゃくちゃ重要という。
They speculate that methanogenic life may exist on Titan, right?
Yeah, I think Titan is the very enriched with methane at first. So probably if methanogenic lifeexist, you know, the methane is increased. So right. I think Titan, at first, Titan is very enriched in methane. So probably not methanogenic, I think methanotrophic, methane-eating life is more possible in Titan.
So
they measure the atmosphere of these planets and moons to see if metabolism is changing the atmospheric composition.
Yeah, in Titan, Titan is the exceptional case in the solar system, because in other bodies of our solar system, the water, probably the solvent water, is the most abundant liquid, but in Titan, the methane and ammonia becomes liquid.Probably the methane lakes and ammonium lakes existing the surface of the Titan. And then, but, you know, methane and ammonia becomes, do like a behavior of oil.
Right.
So the water is very water and oil is oil.
Right.
So how we can imagine that, how we...our life becomes in the oil. Probably the everything, the different...So now many people don't like to think about the life in the Titan because it's so difficult, different.
To imagine.
Yeah, but, to imagine.
But from a chemistry standpoint, it works. Metabolism works based
on methane. I think so. But we are not so familiar with the detailed chemistry in the methane solvent.
Right.
Oil の湖。に住んでる生き物。
だから我々はどちらかというと、 あのこの皮膚は油で仕切られてるんですね。水を油で仕切ってるのが生物なんですよね。だから逆にならないといけないですよ。
そうか、
オイルを水で仕切るような生物がいるはずで、ちょっとそれになるとあのかなり革命的で難しい。
すごい面白い。そっか、だから油取り紙のじゃなくて水取り紙みたいなのとか。
そうそうそう、水取り紙みたいな。ティッシュでいいじゃん。
確かに。そっか、想像できないね。
うん。So, are there other potential systems, or are these the main two, like ours and methanogenic are the main two systems that we think are possible?
You mean, what do you mean?
Methane 以外, is there another like...
At first, in the generation, at the generation of life?
Yeah.
Of course, many possibility. Probably methanogenic life.Rather than methanogenic life, I mean the hydrogen. Hydrogen is a key in substance, and molecular hydrogen 82 is very abundant and is highly reduced chemical, similar to the starch and other organic compound. So once hydrogen abundant, it's very easy to take energy from hydrogen oxidation.So the hydrogen is very important. Then many people, including me, try to find where hydrogen is so abundantly produced in the earth. Then finally we can go to the deep sea hydrothermal vent. And hydrogen is always produced in the hydrothermal systems.
Right.
And also that's continued at least 4 billion years. So...The hydrogen is become the most abundant and useful energy before sunlight available. I mean the photosynthetic energy metabolism comes up. So probably, yeah, we look for how hydrogen produced in this ancient Earth and in other planets.
Is that related to the formation of methane hydrate in the ocean?
Strictly speaking, different, but similar problems occur because methane hydrate and other oil become some from the organic compounds or hydrogen. So if particularly methane hydrate, we need to some energy source for methane. So we have to know about how methane in the methane hydrate comes from how the methane in the methane hydrate is generated. And then finally, we try to look the hydrogen as the source of the methane. We have to think about that. Right.
Methane 菌はその熱線のところだけに住んでる。
いや、どこでもいますね。田んぼの中でも。だからメタン菌にもいいメタン菌と、まあいいっていうか、全員いいんですけど、あの普通のメタン菌と、素晴らしいやつ、もう最高のやつがいる。
最高のやつっていうのはどういうやつですか？
あの高いところ、温度の高いところにいるメタン菌で、で僕が今世界記録持ってるんですけど、122度で生えるメタン菌っていうのがいて、まあ、それが多分一番崇高ですね。
122度。
はい。
すごいね。
So,
もう想像できない。
So this These plans coming up to drill through the crust of the earth to the center of the earth. What do you know about that plan? Like how they're gonna? Is it safe? Is it how long is it gonna take? What are we going to? What's gonna happen?
Well, you mean the drilling project to the mantle?
To the mantle.
Yeah.
And you had a news from BBC. BBC knew something.
I guess. I mean, it was covered by a lot of the media, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, I saw the same news in the December, and it was IODP, Integrated International Ocean Drilling Program. It has started some expedition in the Indian Ocean to drill down to the mantle. Then, actually, the getting mantle rock is some scientific dream. In 1950s in US, the scientist has two dreams. One is taking some sample from the moon and taking some sample from the mantle. Then moon is very easily achieved. but actually, the human beings has not yet succeeded in obtaining the recovery of the rock from the mantle. And then, so many people are very much interested in taking direct sampling from the mantle. But yes, it's difficult to say because actually we have a lot of mantle on the surface in the Earth.
Hawaii.
Hawaii something. Oh. And Hawaii in the lava, some piece of mantle is included in the lava. And also some in Japanese mountains like Hakuba and Tokachi, we can find some mantle. And then, of course, in the Indian Ocean, we can find some mantle. And in the Mariana Torrent, we can find some mantle. Because the Earth crust sometimes cut by... And then, of course, it's like a mid-ocean ridge. Mid-ocean ridge makes a crust from the mantle. And then they make a crust, and then they extended the crust to the outside. Mm. And finally, in the East Pacific... some crust is made, and the West Pacific, such a crust, going down to the another deeper parts of the Earth. And then, so sometimes this mid-ocean ridge, in the East Pacific, they make a lot of magma and not so many mantles comes up on the surface. Mm. But in the Indian Ocean and Atlantic Ocean, the mid-Atlantic ridge and the mid-oceanic ridge in Atlantic is sometimes different. They are not making push to the crust with magma. They just detach from the end of the crust.
Right.
So detaching means, you know, there is some blank space. So mantle is comes up neuron. Like many mantles exposed to the seafloor in the Atlantic Ocean and Indian Ocean.
Okay.
So this time during until January 30, Joyous Resolution is a drilling ship. It's drilled to the mantle. Particularly, they are very focusing on the Moho. Or the seismic discontinuity, Mohorovicci frenzokumen. It means that the interface between the crust and the mantle.
Right.
And then Mohorovicci discontinuity means if you use the acoustic, the seismic, physical survey, there is some the acoustic deflection is take from some interface. Then many people believe that there is the interface between mantle and crust, but nobody know about exactly. So they want to take some direct sample between Moho discontinuity. Then they like to realize, oh, this interface actually the between the crust and the mantle. And then how the rock so different.
Right.
That's the IODP expedition's purposes. But there is lots of already there have been many challenges such like because I explain you in the mid Atlantic and Indian lots of mantles are exposed to the seafloor. So yeah, we can already have some such sample. But the ultimate purposes of such scientists is such a not detached part, the complete section of the Pacific.
Right.
Like crust,
core sample.
Lower crust, and the total sample. That's the ultimate Moho project.
Oh.
On a smaller scale, we kind of do that with sedimentary rock in the crust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that has told us so much about the history of Earth.
Mm, yes, mm. yes. Right.
Mm. And like ice core samples, too. Yes. They have ice core samples from like Antarctica, and where you're getting to ice that's thousands of years old.
So IODP has four different scientific objectives, big objective.
Mm.
One is, we like to know about the history of environmental change using sedimentary record.
Mm.
And one is taking mantle.
Mm.
The other one is we like to know about the system is the subduction zone. That means that, produced a huge earthquake.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And a huge tsunami and a huge some volcanic eruptions. So the third purpose is, we like to know the earth system to reduce the disaster.
Mm.
The final is we like to know about life in the dark, the deeper parts than the ocean floor.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it is totally possible that there are living things down there.
Oh, there are, for sure.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah. Inside the mantle.
Yeah, we, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not yet discovered. But I talked to the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen is very important.
Mm.
And then we look for the how molecular hydrogen is produced in the ancient and the present Earth. The key, another key material is mantle. Mm. Mantle rock can produce hydrogen. And then in such a methanogen life and the ancient type of ecosystem is always connected to the deep sea hydrothermal system associated with mantle. So mantle produce hydrogen, and the hydrogen is metabolized by methanogen to the methane.
Mm.
That's the linkage of the some rock life universe.
And that's potentially built into most planets and most
right without sunlight.
Right.
Without sunlight.
Rock life universe.
Yes. And then peridot. Peridot is the jewelry.
Oh, okay.
Jewelry. The green colored rock. It's a mineral of the main mineral in the mantle. And then the peridot actually can produce hydrogen. So if your jewelry is boiled in the water for several thousands hours in the boiled, in the pressure kettle, probably many hydrogen can produce.
It's weird to think about how the Earth is so dynamic and the crust is moving, and we have all these, like, this whole thing was Pangaea at one point, right? Like the really early one piece continent thing. And then they drift apart, and you can see how they like kind of fit together, like the continents fit together. It's just really bizarre to think that that's still happening, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't slowed down or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the future, there is some another, the big continent will be. Yeah.
Hmm.
So strange.
What's going on with the core of the Earth? Do you know, like, one element to the, like, our survival is this idea that the core of the Earth is a dynamo which produces an electromagnetic field which protects us from the sun's radiation
right? And a cosmic ray.
So why where does the dynamo come from? Like, do we know
melting iron and the nickel. And a melting iron is moving in the core, and then that's motivation of melting iron can produce some strong electric magnetic around the core, around the Earth.
Right.
So probably that explanation is true, but of course nobody know about exact contents.
It's still a theory, right?
Yeah,
the core of the Earth.
Yeah, but of course it's almost impossible to take some sample from core, so right. we can make the same conditions
right.
in the laboratory. Probably now many scientists can reproduce the same condition, the lower mantle. Lower mantle. So probably in the future we can make the same condition in the core.
So we think that there is like a clear boundary between the lower mantle and the core.
Yeah, we can see by using a seismic reflection. Seismic reflection means the acoustic, like the sound wave.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, big earthquake. For example, if the big earthquake occurred in the Argentina, the wave is just come from the on the surface, but also they come from the through the earth, inside right. of the earth.
Ah, so
then so in Japan we can get some wave, and then the wave is detail characterized, and then right. such a wave is separated into the surface wave and inside waves. Then we can know about inside structure yeah. of the earth,
like density.
Yeah,
so か真裏だから.
Not only Maura.
Right. But like it doesn't have to be to go around it.
This wow. Idea of waves bouncing through the earth, it extends to like the atmosphere too. People talk about the Schumann resonance frequency where like there's thunderstorms, like tens of thousands of thunderstorms around the earth all the time, and they all are sending vibrations that bounce between the surface of the earth and the atmosphere.
Yes. Same things occurred in the river systems. The big earthquake also make a shake on the right. atmosphere. Mm. So atmosphere makes shakes the ground.
So weird.
Yeah. It sounds like vibration is... like the key.
Don't whales use something like this? Like there's a sound channel in the ocean, so when they make a call noise, the whale's call will actually bounce and stay in the same depth in the ocean.
So they can hear each other.
There was like some weird devices that someone developed in World War II where they would drop like this capsule, and at a certain depth, it would like break, and they would use—I forget what they were using it for—but there was like some weird contraptions that they were using to try to for like sonar or something related to that. And then the people saw that, and then they thought that there was a similar like sound stream, but in the sky. So they came up with these weird devices that are sort of like weather balloons. And actually, I think that one of those crashed, and that's what happened in Roswell. Like, it was actually one of those devices.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, actually, in the water, the sonar... sound wave is only the way to the communication, for communication. Using a Shinkai 6500, we always communicate by using a sound wave, acoustic wave. And also the picture and the video images also transfer by using acoustic wave.
Really?
Yeah, without any electric, magnetic wave.
You're transmitting it to the ship?
Yes.
Using vibrations?
Yes.
すごい. Yes. 知らなかった.
What's producing the vibration? Like a speaker kind of thing?
Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, actually, I'm not familiar with the engineer about acoustic communication. But they are very focusing on some complex information. And then they just weigh on. The waves, and then so six second once per 6 second we can get some images from the Shinkai 6500. It's like a 30 years older adult video images. Mosaic.
Mosaic.
But it is, I guess it is kind of like dial-up internet or something. You know, that's the, you can like hear it.
Right.
Or, you know, we're sending it with sound, I guess. Mm-hmm.
高江さんの一日ってどういう感じなんですか、その日々の生活っていうか、
日々ですか、
どういうスケジュールなんですか。
僕今偉いさんなので、デスクに座ってハンコをしてるばかりですけど、
いや冗談抜き、アプローブ、アプローブみたいな、そうなんだ、
こう見えて偉いさんなのでっていうのがまあ本当の仕事なんですけど、あんまりそういう仕事をしてないですね。なんか結構いろんなとこでおしゃべりしたり、僕結構アウトリーチが多いので、こういうのに日々連れ回されてます、ね、
宣伝活動
そう
なんかそのこういう仕事をしたいと思う、例えば若い子これを聞いてたとしたら、はい、どういう道をたどるのが、
まあその普通に勉強すればいいだけの話努力すればいいだけの話じゃないですか。
Jamstack has an internship program, don't they?
Yeah, internship. We have some internship for the university students.
じゃあそういうのに参加して、
まあでもそういうの参加したからって言って別に行けるわけでもないし
確かにその深海に乗れる人のクライテリアってどういう、
パイロットですか。深海に乗れるとすれば、パイロットになる、パイロットになるか研究者になるか、どちらかですね。
Is there a lot of training involved for piloting? You must, are you, do you need a license? Like how?
No license. Just a train. Actually, no official license for that.
It doesn't exist.
Yes. And yeah, they have already some licenses for the boating, but it's not so officially required. Actually, in Jamstack, only one company outsourcing companies operate Shinkai 6500. So probably if you go to become a pilot for Shinkai 6500, you have to apply to the company Nihon Kaijo Jigyo. That's company taking care of that Shinkai 6500 operation.
How many of these are there? Is there just one?
Shinkai 6500 operation team is one, and but containing 10 to 15 people. And then also such companies has a different operation team for the remotely operative vehicle. That's a wire がつながったビークルですけど、それを動かしたり、あるいは the other one, the autonomous underwater vehicle. It's a robot,
right?
Without any wire and any communication, just go ahead vehicle. で、そういうのを運営しているので、まあいろんなそういうオペレーションを受け持っている。だからそこに就職すればパイロットにはなれるかなと。
そっか、実際にその深海6500は1台しかないんですか、
う
ん、
今1台しかない
1台の、
はい、
その海外に潜るってなるとそれを持っていくってことですよね。
そうです。
どうやって運ぶんです
か。船で、
あ、船で、
船に乗っかってるんです。マザーベッセルがあって、
それに乗っ It's a specialized ship
Yeah, of course、okay. some for specific、mm-hmm. But ship itself is not so special. It's a little bit big ships. Research vessels.
It's weird that there's just one of these robots. Because usually robots or machines, we make thousands and thousands. But to just have one, it's almost like Gundam or something. Like this is the robot.
そうだね。
So many people love such a robot. Because it's very specific.
特別、
そうそう、特別世界に一つだけのロボット
一つしかない。
So NASA has released some preliminary details for plans to send a sort of submarine to Titan to look at their lakes and actually have it go into the like swim like What sort of how realistic do you think this is?
What like, do you mean? I
その潜水艦を送って、 でも実際にこう沈めて中を見てくるっていう。
Yeah, they have a, like they want to develop a 深海6500 for Titan, right?、うん、like send send
Titan,
like
Titan,
yeah, the moon.
Really?
Yeah,、
うん、潜水艦。
It's only idea.
It's just an idea.
It's just an idea. But since you are kind of familiar with the topic, is this just an idea or is it realistic? Maybe we could.
Yeah. I think some Japanese scientists also make a similar scenario. They want to make a Shinkai 6500 to the Europa, and then with a space shuttle.Right. Space shuttle loading weight is it's a low. The Shinkai 6500 and loaded on the space shuttle.
そのまま
And then, they make ascending Shinkai 6500 to Europa, but there is no idea about how they penetrate the ice. Yeah, I think such an imagination and just idea is very important to push.Right. Things make it real. Yeah, and then after such an idea, some engineer think about how they can make it.
Right.
You know, engineer people is always the how they can make it. So some idea comes up, they try to think about that. So that's very important to make some idea first, go first.
What do you think about... the gas giants
like
Jupiter. Saturn or Jupiter supposedly there's no solid surface there right it's just gas so there is there any potential for life on Jupiter or Saturn or
personally saying I don't think so because but there has a lots of important role because gas planet has the source of the gasparticularly organic compound. You know, yeah, Titan. Titan's methane and ammonia comes from the Jupiter's, probably. And then, so Jupiter is also very abundant with methane and ammonia. So I think a huge gas planet is a source of such a gas, like methane, ammonia, and hydrogen, and also some source of the organic compound.To make their moons like Europa and Enceladus. So probably the life actually in the gas planet is very difficult. But yeah, it's very important to work for the source.
It's weird to think like we're in gas right now too, right? So I got, it was like my birthday a while ago and I got a balloon, helium balloon. And at one point the balloon lost...so much helium that it would float here. It doesn't go up or down. It's in the middle.
It's balanced.
Yeah. So, and then I would turn on my heater and then the balloon moves around my room like a fish. And I was like, this is what fish do, control the buoyancy and they can just travel. So if there's something like, it's just a buoyancy thing is like the main difference between like,our atmosphere and the ocean right? Because we don't have animals that do this but why couldn't you have an animal that like
floats around
because fish are floating it's just denser so we don't think about it that
way right 確かに
yeah some people think about such a living forms the shape of the living forms and the mechanisms floating atmosphere yeah but unfortunately I have not so my imagination is not so powerful, so I don't think such a kind of. But some people. Think
I feel like birds are floating.
Yeah.
It's just they're falling really fast.
Yeah, right.
そっか、そういうふうに考えたことなかった。
Birds like can't control. They don't use buoyancy control.
そうだよね。
It's weird.
It is weird.I mean, everything, I guess everything is, seems weird because it's really hard to comprehend in my tiny brain.
You talk about floating animals. So you think abiogenesis or like life emerging not from life before, but on its own is entirely the way things work. So what sort of like, are there, is some, is there a spiritual implication of this for you? Like, what does that mean for you, like, personally? That if you came, there's no, you know, you weren't made by God and you didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just, life just happens and you're here.
Yeah, so. I think so.
ね、確かにそういうふうに考えてると、例えばこう死っていうものとかに関して、うん、例えば全然恐怖感がないとかっていうことにつながるのか、うん、どういうふうにこう、
でもそれはね、なんていうか人間としての自分とサイエンティストとしての自分が別なので、
あ、
例えばあのサイエンティフィカに考えれば死のか何も怖くないですよ。サイエンティフィック、サイエンティストのしてサイエンスのことを考えたときに事故が消え去るから、あの死も怖くないし、その自分の存在ももう本当に一つですよね。あの大きくある自然の中の一つの部品というか歯車というか、だけれどもじゃあ一人の人間として戻った場合死ぬ怖いに決まってるじゃないですか。だし生きたいし、それはまた別なんですね。だからあのおっしゃることは言わんとすることはマイクが言ってるのと分かるんだけど、 あまり、まあ、日本の人はその宗教って密着じゃないし、あまりあのそういうのとごちゃ混ぜにしないかなという気はしますね。比較的あのロールを自分の中でキャラクターを作れるというか、サイエンティフィカリに言えばあの全くリリジャスな感じは持たずに、そういうただただその事実に、その真実にすごいなと思ってイフはするんですよ。イフはするけどそこにあの宗教性は感じないんですね。どちらかというと、まあ、我々はあのブッディズムに近いのかな、だからどちらかというと哲学にとして捉える、そういう事実を。だからなんかサムシンググレートが作ったみたいなことは思わないですね。その事実がすごいなと、輪廻だなとかマンダラだなとかいうには思うんですよね。
本当にだからその、まあ、細胞がどんどん動か一つのライフの中でもどんどん変わっていくと考えると、はい、
う
ん、本当に輪廻ですよね。バーッと通り過ぎてるだけというか、
で 文学作品に対してそういうのが述べられてたり、古事記だったり、まあ、それはあのギリシャ神話でも全部書いてあるんですけど、そういうものに対してあの人間の思考っていうのが、思想っていうのがあまりその変わってない、古い時代から。で彼らはそのサイエンスとして理解してなくても何か人間の本能として、インスティンクトとしてそういうものを感じてるから神話に残したりしてるわけで、それは多分人間の持ってる本能なんでしょうね。知ってるだけど、それとまたリリジアスではないんですよね。
まあ、そうですね、うん、全然
むしろそこはすごい、そこはすごい感動するんだけどそれがその宗教的なものには全くならない。
そうですよね、うん、逆にそこ共存してたらびっくりするというか、
うん、
あへーってなんか逆に不思議な感じ。
そうそうそう、僕はね、例えばアメリカのオリジンオブライフのサイエンティストとかで、例えば熱心なクリスチャンとか、うん、どうしてんの
ね、本当それは不思議、逆に、どういうふうに折り合いを
つけてる、折り合いつけてんの。
Yeah, I don't know.
でもマイケルはreligious じゃないから。
Yeah, I'm not religious. But yeah, it's weird. I think our intuitions and our living experience of things is in conflict from the rational objective perspective. You know, the father of scientism, Descartes, he began the movement with his first work. It was like the Proceedings of Logic, or I don't know, something like that. But that was something that he was instructed to do by an angel. So like Western philosophy has a lot of really interesting, like some of the best scientists for studying the moon are Muslim, because of their weird religious obsession with the moon or whatnot. So it doesn't seem to have cause conflict in individuals necessarily. But people can, you know, compartmentalize these things too. And there's astronauts that are religious as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm more feel sympathy some very Nobel Nobel Prize winner laureate Professor Yukawa. Yukawa says science is very similar and very different from poem. And then, yeah, I'm really feeling the sympathy about that. The poem and science is the different approach, different way, but the goal is quite similar.
Poetry is trying to say something that's true, and science is looking for the same thing.
Yes, but yes,
very impersonal, not intuitive approach.
And then, particularly, I'm thinking about origin of life and early evolution of life, and it's very difficult to make answer, and actually it's impossible to know about the truth because you know, people don't know about the truth because only one thing occurred, particularly the evolution is only one thing, that's just results, not logical,
right?
Yeah, so we have no truth, we have just only result. So what we want, we can do that is how we can come close to the truth and come to conviction.
Right. It's like the Big Bang. That's what happened, but it's not an explanation. Right? It's not like, you know, what's the unit? Well, the Big Bang doesn't really explain. It's just that something that was a result of something. But we want to know what caused the Big Bang. But science is like, well, we can get within this many tiny fractions of a second after the Big Bang, but we can't know what happened right at the Big Bang. We're just like trying to get tiny, tiny increments closer to that truth. But it's like, yeah, sometimes we just have like, this is the limit of our knowledge right now.
And that's very important to for many scientists to think about that. Because some scientists believe that science makes truth. But I don't think so. We have just only try to understand the truth, but it's science, including already our own humanity and idea and our character and our culture. So probably science is not only the story of truth. It's highly influenced by our own culture and time and our many things. So.
Also preferences too, no? I mean, like NASA liking Mars, or like some scientists, I think there are maybe creatures that are, you know, getting more attention than the others.
Well, so much of one major thing between science and culture is that so much of what we do with science is driven by demand for products and things, and culture sort of decides what it's what we want. And as technology advances, more and more we are living inside of our imagination. Somebody imagined table, somebody imagined computers. So we're living inside of, it's almost schizophrenic. We're living inside of our own imagination more and more. And over time, we're going to find out, like, we're going to find out who we are, right?
Hopefully.
Because we take everything from in here, we keep making more and more stuff.
If we can make it by time, I guess.
Yeah, well, if we don't have a major misstep. I wanted to ask you about the theory of evolution, specifically humans. So the human story of evolution has been like debated a bunch, and there's been a lot of theories as to why the human brain size grew so dramatically. How did we develop language? How did we come up with abstract thinking? And we know, like, genetically we're so similar to primates, but we're so different. So there's like the theory of the throwing arm, like we have to throw a spear or a rock to kill animals, so the brain developed to coordinate like the future, because we have to aim in front of the animal. What's your take on like why human beings got so smart?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And actually, I'm not so familiar with the evolution of human beings. Probably, I think that's two big questions in the biological sciences. One is the origin of life. And the other one is...
why aren't we monkeys?
Yeah. Another one is why multicellular, bigger animals generated in years. Because only first, the single cell, the smaller bacteria and prokaryotes generate. And finally, why human beings so evolved? And then, I mean the, intellectual life. Right. How the evolution finally make an intellectual life?
Yeah.
It's by chance or some should be.
But like in the ocean, you see some characteristic of an animal, and so there's some explanation like, oh, it developed this for this adaptation, or there was this sort of evolutionary pressure. So there should be the same thing for us and our intelligence as well, right?
But then, as he said about scaly foot, like, こうメタルのアーマーしてて、絶対そっちの方がよく見えるけど、実際そうでもないみたいな感じで、is it possible that intelligence is also the same thing? Like, it looks like it's better to have intelligence to us, but I mean...
But we're doing quite well, I think.
But then, like, we're polluting the air, like...
Right.
So, I mean, and we might have to move to Mars eventually, so...
And one thing important is if there is no land,
right,
intellectual life, so human beings did not generate it. I think land, the uplanding process is quite important for make some evolution like dinosaurs, very big animals. And also our mammalian and also human beings. So probably, but I'm not sure why the monkey and our human being is so different. Now, of course, many scientists doing such a comparative study between gorilla and chimpanzee and human beings and the brain and the genome. And behavior. So my favorite my friend's scientist is the gorilla scientist in the Kyoto University. He is the president of the Kyoto University, and he says the last month is we have some workshop in the Kyoto University, and I had a many interesting story about that. The gorilla praying for a long time, but chimpanzee is not so. Praying long time, so praying. That means no productive behavior. It's quite important, and a gorilla has a very similar to just praying. So not taking some food from the person who taking care of that. So. Yeah, actually, gorillas' behavior is quite similar to the human beings as compared to the chimpanzee and the other monkeys. So probably the comparative study, our relatives is quite important to know about that.
Yes,
a lot of animals don't even recognize themselves in the mirror. They put a mark on their face and have the animal look in the mirror. A lot of them can't tell that it's themselves, which I've always thought that's such a weird distinction between animals that know that can recognize themselves and animals that can't, right?
Right. Or maybe I don't know how often they do it to the same animal. Like, when they do this kind of video, it's always like, this is the first time that this animal sees itself in the mirror. You know, but, I mean, human babies, I don't know if they immediately recognize that it's themselves, right, in the mirror.
I think they do.
They do?
Yeah, it's...
So they don't need to learn, they'll just know?
It's just at a certain age, so they know generally, like, human beings pass the mark test at, like, 8 months or something, right? So it's just how many months does it take before? Because we've broken down the early developmental stages of babies.
Right.
Where we know when they can recognize themselves and we know when they start speaking generally and
right.
and have these different behaviors.
So babies who didn't grow up around mirrors, like, they would still...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
そっか。その違いもだから何なんだっていう話ですよね。その鏡見て自分を認識できる動物とできない動物のその種類っていうか、その2種類が存在するのも何なんだろう。
でもね、そのさっきのゴリラの話も思ったんですけど、うん、そのゴリラの研究者がゴリラすごいとか言った時に思って、後からよく考えると猫、子猫とか子犬って一日中遊んでますよね、
うん、遊んでますね。
嘘ついとるやん、あいつだからね、案外嘘ばっかりですよその鏡で認識できるできないも多分ね、結構嘘多いと思います。
なんか結構動物に関するリサーチで、うん、この間もそのチンパンジーの友情っていうのは信頼に基づいているみたいなのがすごい発見みたいな感じになってたんですけど、
案外ね、よくよく考えてみるとね、人間犬でもやってんじゃねえっていうのが多いんですよ、うん、
そうですよね。
だからあの類人猿研究者は結構ね、類人猿スペシフィックだというけど、俺犬でもやってるような気がするなと思うことがあって、その場で言えばよかったと思ったんですけど
確かにね、うちの猫もずっと遊んでる
でしょ、
うん、
別に
暇つぶしみたいな。
そう
でも暇つぶししない動物、絶対にしない動物もいるってことなんですかね。そうすると、
いやー、それはなんかちゃんと比べてないだけのような気がするんですけどね。
スケーリーフットもちょっと暇つぶしに遊んでるかもしれない、
ね、彼らは遊ばないですよ。
遊ばない、
もう大変厳しい環境に来てますから。
ああ、そっか、
はい、
真面目なんだ。
真面目ですよ大変
ゴリラか、あの手話で話せるゴリラとかいますもんね。
そう、ゴリラを見てると確かに人間に近いなというのはすごく感じるですけど、その感じ、直感を持ちすぎてそういうこと言っちゃいかんなとも思ったんですよ。ゴリラは遊んでられる、犬も遊んでると、うん、
そっかそっか。
Are there, I know that there's a, they say that lobsters could potentially live for
forever,
hundreds of years.
long living.
But and there's a jellyfish that lives forever. It like rebirths itself. I mean, it can be killed, but it doesn't naturally die of age. Are you seeing stuff like this in the deep ocean, or we don't really know?
Actually, I think the bacteria is living forever.
Really?
Yeah, because they have just dividing themselves. Forever if energy input is continued,
right.
And then for example, if they freeze dried they ever revive from any environment. So I think the living system is can be paused. And then once paused, and then once the conditions is become good, they can revive every time and any times.
Huh. So, okay, so that brings me to the question of do you think that panspermia is possible?
Yeah, possible. Many people think panspermia of not of life. Panspermia of organic materials. Organic materials comes from everywhere in the universe.
So but, it's like Jupiter and its
yes,
moon.
Yes. And also outside of solar from the comet. So I think organic compound is easily imported from the solar system and the outer solar systems. But life, sometimes it's difficult. Particularly the one, two things. One is during the space, cosmic space, it's okay because very low temperature, cold, and probably frozen in the ice or dried. So it's very resistant to any kinds of stress. But once they entry to the atmosphere and entry to some planetary sphere, probably frictions and the heat and some the big stress comes up. Then they escape from the stress and then they can revive of the new world. And one thing is very important. What such life comes from the such habitable environment. Probably habitable environment, is so different. You think about Europa and Enceladus and Earth is so different. So probably the life, it's very difficult to revive and reproduce themselves continuously in the new world. I always explain this about some American eating every day hamburger. He just come to the Japan and have to eat every day natto. It's probably quite big stress.
Tsurai.
So think about such the food culture gap. And the same things occurred, such a panspermia life.
For panspermia, I guess it would be more likely with the simpler the traveler is, right? So like complex, more complex the life form is, the less likely it is to, like the more, if it's more complex, then it has more adaptations for its environment. So in the new environment, it's probably more difficult, right?
For example, human beings can create environment by their own selves. So it's probably okay. But more passive life, it's quite difficult.
But like microbial life on Earth, it would live on Mars, no problem,
right? Yeah, right. There's some physical and chemical conditions. Yeah. It's okay.
Of the ocean is like one of the most extreme environments, right? So, yeah, Mars is probably no problem, right?
Yeah, but because of the ancient, the old Mars has an ocean. So probably ocean to ocean is okay.
だってあれですよね、その火星とかに送ってるローバーも、あの消毒しないといけないんですもんね。その水辺に行っちゃうとそこで繁殖しちゃうかもしれない。
あのフォーワードプロ、それはね、検疫、宇宙検疫って言って、フォーワードとバックヤードの検疫が義務付けられてますね。
I've also read you've referenced comets a few times, but I've read that the structure of our solar system is actually quite good for us, in the sense that comets will actually come to Earth thanks to the... it's like the arrangement of the planets tends to bring comets from the Oort cloud into the inner solar system, and that actually a lot of the water on Earth came from these comets. And so... Is it possible the organic material came from comets?
Yes. Some people calculated it's the most abundant source of the organic compounds come from comet. Then it's about 1,000 times higher than the organic compounds produced in the Earth. So huge amounts of organic compounds come from comet. So many astronauts and astrophysicians believe that the life materials and life itself comes from the universe. But we have against a paper and a study against that. But anyway, one calculation suggests the organic compounds come from mainly from comets.
Something happens when comets get here, though. When comets hit Earth, it's not like... There's a lot of stuff that happens. It's not just organic material. You also have a huge impact.
But I think some people say water of the Earth is also come from comets.
Right.
下から来たのか上から来たのかみたいなことです。
ホームメイドなのかね。お取り寄せなのか。
It could be both, right? Could it be both?
Yes, like, yes, 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 yes. Right? So we are now trying to make it answer. Yeah, it's possible. We can make it answer from the comet and the meteorite, or from the Earth's homemade. It's possible scientifically. Mm.
Or both could have happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, こっちから来たのとこっちから来たので共存してるみたいな。Well, that's possible too, right?
Yeah, 共存してるのも possible だし、それをあの見極めるのも possible です。我々は今それをやろうとしている。僕はいらね派なんです。宇宙いらね。
中から。
僕はもうあのホームベイです。
ホームベイ。
それってなんかこう例えば国によって、こっちの派の人の方が力を持ってるとか、いや
国よりもフィールドですね。
あ、フィールド
だから、あのアストロノーツとか天文学者とか宇宙をやってる人は宇宙に源を持ってきたいわけですよ。そうしたら人々の興味をほうって持っていくじゃないですか。宇宙が生命と無関係であると、冷たい世界であると思ったら人は宇宙にロマンを求めませんよね。例えば宇宙に僕たちのあの源があるって言われたらもうそれだけであの1億総インテレストですそういう風にして今あの彼らはこうやってるわけだけど、でも嘘だとそれは
下から来たんだ、
そう深海からと、まあでも結局自分の研究してるところが重要だって言いたくなるんですよ
そうですよね、それはね、取り寄せか地元参加。
こんなに真面目な話ばかりしてていいんですか。
全然。
あ、そうなんですか。めちゃくちゃ高度な話ばかりしてるんですけ
ど。マイケルがあのオタクなんで。
あ、そう。
ね、すごい詳しい。
そう。
あの以前あの、スペース X で前に働いてた高橋由紀さんっていう方に来ていただいて、彼もまあだからずっと宇宙とかビッグバンとかその起源の宇宙の起源のところを見ていて、でも次は深海で南極とかにも。ずっと言ってたりしたことがあって、次は深海に興味があるって言ってたんだよね。だから繋がってると思って。
He's gonna switch from the space team to homegrown.
そうだ、ホームメイド派に移行するかもしれない。
ホームメイドっていうのはあの各惑星のホームメイドですから、当然のことながら各惑星を調べるんですよ。あの地球で全部できたって言ってるわけじゃなくて、あの、この地球という各家で各プラネットで
で独自にってこと。
そう。
If I'm wondering if there was is there something that people are looking to build after this the current technology for exploring the ocean? Like if you could, if you had an like a huge budget, like we want to build this thing, is there something like that?
Yeah. And for example, Chikyu is a drilling ship in Jamstick. Huge drilling ship. And but it's sometimes good because people are very surprised to see that how big and humankind make it such a huge scientific drilling. It's very new and powerful, and everything it can drill,
right.
like a Mariana Trench. But it cost very high, and we have some contradicting feeling. We want to keep the Chikyu population, but Chikyu operation take cost. So just for Chikyu, everything have to endure their own small sciences. So there is some dilemma. Yeah, we make a big science, but a big science kill small science. But a big science is not integrated by the just assemblage of the small science. So how we can select such a way? So that's a very difficult question for us.
そっか。お金がぜこわその
無制限にあればいいですけど、
無制限だったら
必ず限られてるわけで。
無制限だったら今すぐこれをやるみたいなのってあります。
エンセラダスですよ。エンセラダス探査ですよ。
今すぐに、
今すぐに、
そっか、
We have to choose scientific big science in Japan、mm-hmm. because Japan has only some capacity、mm-hmm. for scientific finance. So, for example, like you know TMT, 30 meter telescope.、Mm-hmm. It's a very huge telescope, and、okay. we can see some the end of the universe. And such telescope、mm-hmm. is very expensive.
This T-shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, TMT. Oh, TMT. Yes, yes.
TMT T-shirt.
You are a supporter, TMT.
and, I'm wearing it.
Yeah, TMT and also some accelerator, uh-huh. a huge accelerator yeah, in Japan.
Collider.
Yeah. So. And also our HQ and Enceladus sample return and like other big project, lots of big project.Such a proposed to、right. the government, and、how they can make it, how they can choose. I think important thing is, yeah, selection is important because our limited resources、right. we have.、
Mm.
Best way is like the nations choose which.Project、mm. is the best for the in Japan.、
Mm.
For example, U.S. has a U.S. American cases for Japan for Japanese cases.、
Mm.
For I think Japanese big science should be selected by Japanese peoples,、
mm.
not direct election. For, so I think I hope.Yeah, but direct selection is very difficult. But I think people have some basic knowledge、
mm.
about to choose the which one is the best for Japanese government and Japanese nation.、
Mm. Mm.今ってその一般人には全然
ないですよね。
知らないですもんね。
だいたいエラどうやって選ばれてるか知らないでしょ。
うん、
で誰がどうやって選んでるかも知らないでしょ。うん、僕はそれがあの国民が本当に選べるようになればいいなと。
うん、そうですよね。
選べるためには無知じゃダメなんですよ。
そうですね。
ポ、
うん、
イッとか言って。押したらダメなんです
よ。ポチ
ッとなとか言って。でもいいんで、それでもいいんです。あの好きか嫌いかなんだから、いいんだけど、でも、その好き嫌いかなもあるし、一番いいのは何かなっていうことを考えられる、ベーシックな知識とかを、みんなが持ってくれることが一番重要なのかなと思うんです、
うん、今ってそれはどういうふうに選ばれてるんですか、そのここに予算をこっちの方がみたいな、
それはもうぐにゅぐにゅって大人の事情的な情だけどその、まあ、霞が関が決めるんですけど、彼らもやっぱり世論は気にしてて、はやぶさ2なんかは特にそうですよね。ちょっとやっぱり気にしました。
はははは、
かなりあのやっぱり気にしました。
うーん、
だから動かすこともあるんですよ。
そうですよね。有名になっちゃえば、こう人々がね、こう話し始めれば、
そうそうそうそうそう。
そうか。今確かに全然見えないですもんね。
あとはあの僕が言ってるのは国に頼らない。ザッカーバーグ。かもしくは子供の貯金箱から全部巻き上げる。
だからイーロン・マスクみたいなことですよね、こう、
そうです、そうです、
市営の、
そうです、そうです、そうです、そうです、だからそれあの、国だけに頼らないっていうオプションも必要かなと。
うん、今ってその深海に関しては、はい、そういうのは
あります、深海1万、あ、違う違う、あの次のビッグプロジェクトっていうのがあって、深海1万2000っていうのを作りたいんですけど、
はい、
1万2000メートルまで、でもそれもまだ全然決まってないし、これをどうやって作るかっていうことを考えたら、まあ、一つはその成功法的に、その、役所に陳情に行くわけですけど、それをしていますか以外に方法があればやりたいなと思ってみんなで頑張って模索はしてるんですけどね。
What's the difference between going that much deeper? Like what's...
Yeah, actually Shinkai 6500 is the second deepest submersible, and now world's deepest submersible is a Chinese submersible. It can dive to up to 7,000 meter. 6500 and 7,000 and probably up to 8,000 same technology can work. But more than deeper than 8,000 meter, some new technology we required.
Why is that?
Probably cockpit systems. That's the third generation of submersible. The titanium and the metal cockpit make some sphere for human beings. And it protect the hydrostatic pressure. But if for safety cockpit to deeper than 8,000 meter, cockpit thickness is quite thick and become bigger and become thicker. So probably very tight space can be assured.
So, like,
じゃあ今よりちっちゃく狭くなって
深くなろうとすると厚くしないといけない、厚くすると大きくしないと、大きくするとまた厚くなるというジレンマで、8000メートルから先はこのままではできない。
Right, like the glass,
yes,
the acrylic
yes, right,
has to get
right,
thicker.
Right, right. So new materials we right. need. Yeah, probably glass is the most powerful materials. But I am scared about glass because it's very easy to collapse
if it has a crack.
Yeah.
そうか。その一万何メートル。よりもっと深いところに行くとこう見えてくるものっていうか、とかいるものっていうのはどれくらい違う？
いや、あんま変わらないでしょうね。1万100メートルまでしかないですから、地球で深いのは最深部が。だから、まあ、そこまで行けばチャレンジのとりあえず終了になりますよね。だから、あの、宇宙で例えばどこまで遠く行けるって競争したって終わりがないじゃないですか、
はいはい、
だけど深海の場合は
そっか、ゴールがある、
ゴールがあるので、とりあえずゴールまでは作ってみてもいいと僕は思うんですね。
そっか。
It's weird that we in the space shuttle they have to do the same thing, build really thick windshield and really thick glass. It's funny, like whether you go to space or the ocean, it's like we have to build really
the same
thick,
thing.
It's almost the same thing.
そうだよね。
Because, well, in space they have like debris, like hit the, they've had like little, like a tiny piece of paint or something hits the windshield of the space shuttle and then makes a hole like this deep and it's like, because it's moving at like 20,000 kilometers per hour.
Is there some, that kind of stuff in deep ocean too? なんか、そのこれに当たったら絶対絶命みたいなその宇宙だとその宇宙ゴミとか
ないですけど、一番怖がられてるのは網ですね、ネット、
ネット
漁網、
引っかかっちゃうってことですか？
そうです、それが一番あの危険ですね。
じゃあスペースと一緒じゃん、スペースって
ゴミゴミゴミ、そうそうそう、ガベージ、あのフィッシャー、フィッシャーマンズガベージが怖い
ね、同じ問題
あとはね、時々変なもん落ちてるんですよ。
変なもん、
なんかね、見たことないミサイルみたいなのとか、
え、怖っ
あるあるあるあるあるあのミサイルみたいなのが落ちてて、それは触っちゃいけないんです
よ、ね、アームで掴んじゃダメです
よ、ね、ダメダメダメダメ、ね、ついつい珍しいからね。あとはなんかこれはよく言うなって言われるんですけど、なんかあのドラム缶ではないんですけど、なんかこうこうあの
やばそうなやつ、
人が入ってそうなもの
やばいやばい、湾に沈められた後のやつ、
そうそうそうそうそうとみたいなものが、カニが群がってるんですよね。
ああ怪しい
怪しいでしょ
そうか、だからもう忘れ去られたものたちが下に沈んでるわけですよね。
そうそうそうそうそう、そういうのは時々デンジャラス
Yeah, on land, if something's there, then people move it or people do something. But in the ocean, if a ship sinks or something, it's just there. For hundreds and thousands of years, it just stays there.
Yeah, in US, there is some company exploring the treasure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Treasure Hunters.
Yeah, Treasure Hunter. Treasure Hunter is now becoming a very big company.
Yeah.
It's a real job again.
Yeah, real job. Yes.
だからそんだけ落ちてるっていう。
まあ、技術的にはトレジャーを探すのも、石油を探すのも、資源を探すのも一緒なんですよ。だから、あるオーシャンエクスプロレーションっていう会社で、ディパートメントがマリンリソースエナジー石油、資源、金属、うん、トレジャート
レジャーだから新しくそのテクノロジーをなんか開発していかなきゃいけないとかってことじゃないからってことですよね。
そうそうそうそう、使えるということです。はいはい。
へえ、その仕事もすごいね。
There's so much treasure even right now, probably.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah,
still,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Still, and then now, you know, the very shallow place is already explored.
Right.
But in the deeper place, lots of, still lots of.
Yeah. Because when you're in a boat, it doesn't matter if it's deep. Or not. You can
right,
still
right,
sink.
Right, right. Yeah. でも本当にその生命の起源を探るのが仕事っていう。人がいるっていうことがすごい。
まあそれは自分で言ってるだけで、与えられた仕事はもうちょっと違いない。それ資源探したりとか、今の海底のその、まあ、エコロジーをやることによって、うん、その環境変動とどう変わるんですかとか、うん、そういうのももちろんやりますが、やりますが、個人の中で個人的にはそれが一番メイン。
Right.
すごいね。
Are you worried about the future of the ocean at all? Like they say we're fishing too much and
plastics とかね。
Yeah, the acidity of the ocean is like the plankton are dying and it seems like is the ocean in trouble? Like should we be worried about this or what do you think?
I heard about lots of such things occurred. Yeah, I saw some articles about plastic become much bigger than fish.
Mm, by 2050 yeah, yeah, or something,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But of course, we want to protect.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. But think about the different situation. If you are living in an African and other Southeast Asian people, they want to, put trash separately, like in Japan and in Germany and US. They don't do that because they are very poor.
Mm.
They just garbage outside of the water.
Mm. Yeah.
So, for example, it's very easy to just say protection of ocean is very easy for the developed company.
Mm.
But undeveloped companies, they depend on their life.
Right.
Right.
So not so easy to just protection of environment.
Right.
So I always think about such a like a Sylvia Hall, like a National Geographic protection of environment people. Yeah, they right.
Mm.
Their opinion is right.
Mm.
But reality is not so
right.
easy.
Right.
So I can't say not so easy to just protection the ocean.
そうか。そのなんか例えば空気中の汚染とかってこう南極の方に流れていってとかっていう話があるじゃないですか。うん、そういう感じでこう海も例えばこう深海がすごい影響
はい行きます行きます。だから深海行ってもゴミがたくさんあるし、でもそれが多分日本の人はあんまりしないと思うんですよね。日本海溝にゴミがたくさんあるからといって。それが、まあ、もちろん日本海溝の場合地震で津波で流されて引き戻されたのがたまるんですけど、必ずしも今海の底にあるのが例えば日本の近海で見つかったから地点日本が出してるだけではなくて中国が出してたりするわけですよね。でそれってじゃあ日本が30年前やってたかもしれないことですよね。
そうですよね。
そんな簡単に守らないとダメですよって言って聞くかと。まあ、もちろん我々がそれをするのはもちろんいいことですよ。当然のことです。
余裕があるからってことですよね。
そうだけどそれだけでは本当の意味でのプロテクションにならないし、そのね、引いては自分たちに返ってくるという、その昔日本が あの公害出しまくって、うん、海を汚しまくって結局学んだわけですよね、うん、あ結局は自分たちの資本を損なっていると、うん、だから今海がきれいになってきて東京湾にも魚が戻ってっていうのはでも経験しないとなかなか分かんないですよね、
うん、
だからそれをうまくあの伝えないといけないなと思うんですね。だからそう、うん、I feel so I be in realistically、I saw many such a situation、うん、in the deep sea so I feel we have to do but we have to think about some good way、
right.
to do that、
うん、right
like address other issues、
mm.
first、
mm.
yeah well it's like idealism versus a very practical approach、mm. it's like we can have the great ideas but if people in these countries don't have the same motivation、mm. then it doesn't really、mm. work
right、mm. right、
yeah. mm.
that's true
so probably they know if they catch the fish too much they will have noFish resource in the future、right. but they have to do because、mm. they need to live today、right. and tomorrow、
mm.
yeah that's very difficult
right、mm. right I mean it's、yeah. easy to say
yeah
but hard to do
yeah
そっか、これ直近でまた深海に行く、はい、ご予定はいつ頃
もうあの、1月の31日から行きます。インドよ、さっき言ったスケーリーフットの謎を最終、
ああ
最終
かに
ファイナルアンサ
ーわ
ナ
すごいね。もうすぐですね。じゃあ
そうですね。
そっか、なんかこう潜る前ってなんかこう緊張したりとかする
しますよ。
あそうなんだ。
うんこしたくなったら最悪じゃん。ゲリしたら最悪じゃないですか。
確かに
絶対嫌ですよ漏らすのだけは。
だからもう健康状態を抜群にしていかないといけないです
もんね。前日から気使いますもん。
あそっか、アスリートみたいですよね。そうです、だから
そうです。
There's only one machine too you know
そうだ、ね、
they have to be careful with
keep it clean and everything 大事にしないとね。
Yeah make it clean and also you know if you did itin the cockpit probably such a truth is spread out all the society
噂になっちゃう。
How does the air work? It's
air?
Just the air system.
It's we have some oxygen bottle. Oxygen mm. is refreshed, but carbon dioxide from our breath.
Right.
Is absorbed in the sun、okay. Absorption、mm. So carbon dioxide is absorbed、mm. And oxygen is added、
right.
from the bomb、
その耳痛くなったりとか
ないです。
そういうの
気圧の変化ないから、
あそうかそうか、全然じゃあもう普通に地上にいる時と同じ、
はい、ただ僕はあのスモーカーなのでうん、ちょっとあの吸いたくないです。8時間
you never, 8時間 You never just light just one cigarette.
yes. Because
一本だ。
そうそうそう。 We bring coffee、right. for drink and then after operation and recovering to the surface、
right.
We take some coffee after operation、
mm.
it's like a, you know break time、
mm, right.
and then take a coffee sweetie so I want to smoke
もう終わったしみたいな。
そうそうそうそう
吸わしてくれみたいな。
But you could be the first person, you could be the deepest smoker in the world.
you
have the record for deepest smoking.
Yeah, I think smoke itself is not so problem. The light, light is strictly inhibited. It's a fire is the on the decisive lethal problem for the cockpit.
Right.
So do you have the lights on in the vehicle or do you
outside
so your eyes are adjusting a lot too right your mm-hmm. own eyes are adjusting
mm-hmm.
so is it actually pretty dark even with the lights on?
Of course
it is.
Even with light we can see about the eyesight distance is about 10 meters mm. it depends on the how clean the water
right,
mm.
right.
but yeah we can see the 10 meters distant。
なんかダイオウイカのやつ見てるとこうそんなに遠くまですごい見えてる感じはしないんだっていう。
見えないですよ。見えないですよね。なんか10メートルです。10メートル
近づいてきて初めて
10メートルまでです。
そっか、
吸収されるので光は。
すごいな。
Do you use any other lights or just regular? You don't use like UV light or
Yeah, it's depends on sometimes infrared, far infrared, and but usually the optical light. Yeah, and then now many people using LED. LED is very, you know, efficient.
Right.
Yeah.
Cost friendly.
Yeah.
その上がったり下がったりするの自体はどれぐらい時間？
2 時間ぐらいですかね。
2時間ぐらい。
深さによりますけど。
その間は何してるんですか、みんな。
寝てますね。僕は寝てる。あの研究者は寝てる。オブザーバーは寝てて、パイロットたちはやることがいっぱいある。
そうですよね。はい、そっか。
でもまあ比較的今なのでおしゃべりしたり。はい。
そっか。そのなんかやっぱりこうさっきもあの普通のエピソードを収録してて話してたんですけど、その。研究結果とか発見したものって、うん、こう私たちみたいな普通の人ってメディアとか論文でしか見れないので、はい、そういうこの研究者の人たちの人間らしいところとか、
うんうん、
そのなんかエクサイメント、
あるんですけどね、結構最近はあるんですけどね。
そうなんだ、
はい、
あんまり
なかなか見れないですよね、
はい、うん、あの他の業界に比べて、は
い、ポピュラーじゃないですよね。
そうだから、そういうのを見れるとちょっとなんかすごい嬉しい気持ちになりますよね。なんか
そうそう、それをしたくて僕たちは2013年にニコニコで、生中継をしたんです。14時間生中継
したんです。生中継、
はい、潜る前から潜ってる途中も、しかも深海、その時だけは深海6500に光ケーブルをつないで、リアルタイムでコックピットの中と外をリアルタイムで、しかもですよ、カリブ海であったんで地球の裏側ですよ、
時差もある
し、そうそう、衛星で流して
すごい
というすごいことやったんです。
いろんなもの返して、
そうで、それがすごかったんですよ。そのリアルタイムで35万人ぐらい見て
た。それ知ってたら絶対見たかったよね。
今でも見られますけどね。今でもニコニコで見られます。
行けば見れる、
はいはい、ただやっぱあれをしてよかったのはやっぱりハイライトではなくて、そのリアルタイムのノーカット、それこそこれでしょ、あれでしょ、
ノーカット、ノー編集、
ノー編集っていうのがリアルなんです。
そうですよね。
結局編集してやっちゃうとそのいいとこしか伝えなくて、何にもそのリアルじゃないんです。でそれを一切やったので、編集なしで、それからね、だいぶ変わってきたなと思いますね。
こう一般の人たち
も、はい、だから要するに どういうことが行われているかっていうのを本当にだだ流しにしたんですね。むしろそれがすごい受けた。
その方がしかもワクワク感もきっと増しますよね。
みんなね、
何が見えるか、
結局ね、なんかついつい見ちゃうんですよ。退屈なんだけど結構
気になっちゃう。
気になるそういうもんでしょ。野球の試合だって2時間ずっと別に盛り上がってるわけじゃなくて、ね、盛り上がるのって本当逆転する時だけ で、
そ、 うですよ、ね、
そのつまらない時間の積み重ねがそのクライマックスに生きてくるわけでしょ。
そうですよね。しかもだって途中まで見たらもうやめられないですよね。
やめない、最後まで見なきゃ、
ここじゃやめれないみたいな。見てる方もトイレ我慢しないといけないみたいな。
そうそうそう、
見逃しちゃう。そっか、今後またそういう生中継みたいなのって
ね、やりたいんですけどね、みんなもう、あまりにも疲れて、
大変すぎて
あまりにも博打だったので、それチャレンジングだったので、なんか二度とやりたくないと。みんながニコニコはやりたがるんですけど、
あ、そうでしょうね、
ジャムステックの人間が嫌だ
っつって。そっか。
Do you have a recorder inside there at all times? Are you taking video?
Yes, a recorder all time. And but mainly voice, only voice, voice recorder.
そっか。
Yeah, of course we can use a video if you want. If some observer wants to take their own images in the cockpit, they can use. Because we have lots of GoPro type camera.
Right. So さっきちょうど言ってたんだよね。その研究してるものを写してる写真とかっていうのあるけども、それを発見した人の
いやでもそれはあの YouTube とかに僕ら結構やってますよ。
そっか、
あのさっき僕が一番
なんかのお弁当食べてるところは見ました、
はいはい、あれはだからあれはまあ一つ珍しいあとその今日一番最初に白いスケーリフトを見つけたシーンもちゃんと YouTube でその音声となんか興奮してる遠征が見えるようにできてるんですよ。
それはジャムスティックで検索すれば出てきます。そうです、
ジャムスティックチャンネルにあります。だからこれその何か発見した時の研究者の行くサイトしてるシーンっていうのは結構やってます。
見たい見たい、
はい、面白いですからね。
そのエクサイテメントのところが見たい。
そうそうそうそう、うわ
ーみたいな。
I feel like people have gotten a lot more interested since、there have been some documentaries about these deep sea creatures and people just can't believe howbizarre they are. Like this is kind of a, I feel like a recent, I don't know, how long have people known about deep sea creatures? Is it since 80s or 60s?
Actually, our exploration record can be back to the Alexander.
Right, right.
So probably the BC area. But the modern exploration is probably begin the Challenger expedition in the British Challenger expedition 18th century something. That's I think a modern exploration to deep sea.
But for people to see the deep sea creature in high definition and see what they're doing, like that's very recent,
right? Yeah, right, 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 right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, right, r i あの深海生物でもその微生物だから形とかそういうものに惑わされない。
そうかそうか。だから私みたいなのはもうにわか深海生物ファンだからこう、
そうにわかはダメっす。
ミュージアムっていうかがあったらもう見に行くみたいな。
でもね、そういうにわかはもちろんウェルカムですよ。
にわかウェルカム。
にわかウェルカムですよ。にわかこそが我々を支えてくれるわけですから。にわかカモンですよ。だけどあのまあ本音を言うと。そんなところでやっぱり満足してないで、もっと奥深い世界、深海の世界に入ってきてほしいなと、
ね、だからそういうなんかこういうなんだろう本とか、
はい、
あのそういう博物館で展示するときにも、ね、そういう
の入り口としてにわかはいいし、入り口として深海の生物いいんですよ。成長しようぜって言いたいわけ。向上心を持ったらなぜこんな形になってるんだと、その形が面白いワーキャーじゃねえだろうと、次はそれが面白いと思ってそれ入ってこいよと、いつまでたってもこの
にわ
かのままが腹が立つんですよ。
だからこれ聞いてる人はきっともうにわかから卒業したくなりますよね。
いやか離れていくかね。
にわかから卒業しようだから。だからそういうなんか博物館とかにもそういう微生物の話とかもしてほしいですよね。もうちょっと
してるんですけどね。
してるのか。
頑張ってやってるんですけど、そのしてないしてないとか言うけどさ、しまくってますよ。
なんかやっぱりこうダイオウイカ展とか、
ああ、まあまあまあ、
なんか分かりやすいのがね、全面に。
だから今、まあ、あの久保寺さんっていうのがいて、その国立科学科学博物館、もうダイオウイカの精霊、一躍もうダイオウイカ博士として人気になってやってますけど、それでも別にまあだから何って言われても何にもなってないんですけど。
だからそのただただこうすごい変な見た目とかじゃなくて、それがこういう生命の起源を解明することにつながってる、
深みにはまってほしいんです。
そうですよね、
はい、
それはでも分かったらきっとみんな、だって生命の起源って前からこうマイケルとずっと言ってるんですけど、うんうん、人間がクエスチョンできる一番重要な質問ですよね。
もっとその通りだと思います。
だから
あの生命の起源か宇宙の起源なんです。
うん、
これ二大巨頭ですから。
うん、 なんかそれがもうちょっとなんかこうテレビとかこうマスメディアであんまり
いいじゃないですか。マスメディアなんかほっときましょうよ。こういうサブカルメディアでいけばいいでしょ。このアングラメディアが重要なんでしょ。
そうそう、こんな真っ暗な中で
そうそう、なんですかこれ、本当にこれメディアと呼んでいいんですかこれ
自宅ですけど、
あの野中さんが震えてますよ
そう、あの無印のビンバッグに座っていただいてね、広報の方にもちょっとすごい、
こういうのが大事、こういうところからいかないと。
でもこれ聞いてくれてる人は結構やっぱりそういうのに興味ある人も多いので、
ね、なんかキューバの革命がね、バナナ畑から始まって、こういうところから深海の革命が
始まりますように、
始まらないと。
Well, they say like, there's this idea of the truth being this, they call it the philosopher's stone, but they would say like the deepest oceans, the tallest mountains.It's in the extremes that you're going to find the answers and the explanations. So that's why like this topic I think has so much potential and it's so fascinating.
Right. Nah, it is really fascinating.
I think so.
Yeah, that's the exploration. You know, what's the extreme of where we can go?
Particularly if you know there is some extreme, right. you have to go.
Yeah,
you have to go yourself.That's exploration,
right?
And then if you can go, you like to know the truth from the person who went to the extreme. So that's explorer and supporting explorer. So that's very important. Yeah.
Yeah, we all want someone to go.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe not me. Yes. But someone goes though.
Yes. 誰か頭いい人言って教えてみたいな。
まあ頭っていうか勇気のある人とかね、あの伝えられる人。
教えてほしい。
It's still there, like the same mentality behind like Columbus or Magellan or whatever. It's like we could go. It's scary, but we could go. And there's things that we're gonna learn. You know, it's amazing that we're still doing it. You know, that's what Elon Musk was saying. Like, why aren't we going to Mars? If no one is gonna go to Mars, I'm gonna go to Mars. Like he's gonna do it himself. You know,
right.
That's that mentality is like inspiring.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. 普通の生活でないもんね。その誰も行ったことないとこに車で行くみたいなってないから。
まあでもそれは誰も行ったことないかもけど、自分が行ったことないとこに例えば旅行に行くとか、自分の知らない世界に行くことと一緒ですよ。別にそんなに僕ら命を背負って行ってるわけじゃなくて、安全な乗り物で行ってるし、そんなに昔のそのね命をかけて行った冒険者ではないんだけれども、だけどどちらかというと人が行ったとこあるところでもその人が見れなかったものを見つけ出す、それが知の探求者ですよね。それが僕はあのエクスプローラーなんだけれども、サイエンティストっていうのが来てるところは同じものを見ても普通の人だったら見えないものを見えるようにするのがその探求者の役目なんです。それをしているということですね。
It's like not just sharing the information, but sharing the experience too.
Yes. And then, experience pass through their own talent and idea and
perception.
Yeah. Right.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like the Neil Armstrong of the ocean in some ways.
Right? Yeah, I think James Cameron too. James Cameron too.
Yeah,
he's represents his experience in the movie, and similar. We are representing our experience in the paper, scientific paper. Same things.
Yeah.
結果を出す場が違うっていう。
そう、表現方法が違うけれども。
And the animals that we haven't seen before, like the ones that we don't know about, like they are alien to us, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're not on a different planet, but we haven't seen what they can do. We haven't like things like the mantis shrimp or whatever. They have very strange abilities and very alien characteristics. Like we can see alien characteristics here, even without going out into space、ね、you know?
そうそう、もはやだってタコとかでも久しぶりに生きてるとこ見たりするとすごいもんね。 It's like, その辺のエイリアン映画に出てくるやつよりすごい見た目してたりとか、
うんうん、Do they have octopi like in deep, deep ocean? They, are they there?、
うん、octopi? Yeah, 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 yeah. And a devil.Devil octopus, you can see.
Octopus.
Yeah, devil octopus. It's、very
it
famous.
It looks evil.
like you know, the tentacle.、Huh. Under the tentacle, there is a lot of sharp spire.
Really?
Yeah, and、it's very famous octopus in the、wow. deep sea.
What are those spikes for?
Yes, yes,
it's yes. for catching.
Yeah, no,
I,
nobody know.、
Oh,
nobody
okay,
know
okay, okay.
why.
Okay.
That's an important question. Why is it not
it's not always the question?
Yeah.
そうだよね。
I read that some octopi actually communicate with each other using their appearance. Their skin has an appearance that has meaning to other octopi. So they communicate by showing what they mean. It's,
like, it's like human expressions, right?
Sort of, but it's、
Probably.
Like,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's but it's like、we have words with meaning and connotation, and it's very easy for us to misunderstand each other.、Mm. But it's like the octopi can't really misunderstand. It just that is what the octopus is thinking is like its skin.
It's showing.
Right.
Hmm.
I don't know how much.Is of that is like confirmed or whatever, but it's just how weird some of these animals、
right.
can be.
ロマンがありまくりですね。
Yeah.
What time is it now?
もう2時間半。
お、oh.
うん。
すいませんお忙しいのに。
そうですよ。2時間しかも2時間半いいんですか？長さ何分なんですか？
あ何にもあの制限がないので何でもいいんですけど
適当に
でもねそう急にあのお呼びして来ていただいてい
えい
えわざわざ
森優子と連呼しといてくれって言われ
た森優子さんありがとうございました本当にあのすぐにメールもしていただいて
すごい大好きらしいですよこの
よかったです、う
ん、このそうだってあのポッドキャストが
そう森さんがもう直談判してくださって、はい、高井さんに、はい、であの内諾もらいましたみたいなメールが来てよかったみたいな、はい、だから本来
なんか、まあ、僕こういうあの本当になんかあのそのメジャーじゃないメディア好きなんで、
あ嬉しいです。
メジャーあんまり好きじゃないんで、
あメジャーじゃないとこをずっと目指してるんで、
はい、そうこのメジャーじゃないところからこうグイグイ行くのが好きなんで、
ああ、はい、よかった。
大好きです。
嬉しいです。
はい、
じゃあぜひあのみんなジャムスティック の, その YouTube チャンネル、
そう
私も終わったらすぐ
見てみよう。もう宣伝は何もなくて、もう皆さんにジャムスティックという名前を覚えていただいて、うん、の世界ナンバーワンの研究所だという事実を。知っていただきたい。そしてその世界ナンバーワンの研究所のもうナンバーワンがこの県高である。
みんな覚えて帰らないとね。
For sure.
For sure. 長い間ありがとうございました。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
楽しかったです。
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yay.